Well, I must inform you that there have been a very good cooperation between the DRC, Uganda, government of South Sudan, and the government of the Sudan Republic. We have already put in place a joint force led by a Ugandan brigadier in order for us to jointly flush out the LRA or kill them or arrest the apprehension from the forests and the jungles of the Central Republic.
Well, Honorable, so what would you say has been the effectiveness of the cooperation? Because it seems the LRA has gone and still committing atrocities without any apprehension or Kony being arrested.
Last year, the American government sent in their special forces and Marines to help support this initiative by sending in Marines and special forces to assist us in intelligence service and technological service assistance in order to make it easier for us to apprehend and deal with the LRA. This has yielded results because you will recollect that we have had more returning from the capture from the hands of the LRA than before. We have reduced the number of atrocities and killings that the LRA has been doing in the Sudan Republic. So even though there are still some killings by the LRA, but I must say that since the United States in this operation, it has helped reduce it.
So would you say that the U.S.'s special forces have aided your countries in the region to really reduce some of the atrocities committed by the LRA rebels? Is that what you're saying?
They have. They've been very useful. Even though they do not engage in the operations, however, they engage by intelligence, availing us technological hardware, and availing us techniques that have assisted us up now to be more effective on the ground.
There are concerns that due to what is happening in Central African Republic right now, there seem not to be a real push towards taking the fight to the LRA or arresting their leader, Joseph Kony. What is your take on that?
You're right. You're very right. Because what has happened is that since the coup in Central Republic, the leaders of the coup have asked and ordered that all foreign forces, that are in the boundaries and the borders of the Central Republic should leave and vacate immediately. So in that manner, we the UPDF and its allied forces of the Central Republic, Sudan and DRC have chosen to obey orders and leave that area.
Does that mean that if Kony by chance goes to that country's border to operate, you are helpless?
No. That doesn't mean. It means that we have withdrawn from the Central Republic, but we have drawn a line in the DRC. So don't align the DRC where our forces have taken positions on the line in the DRC, and we are confident that they cannot go beyond that line and return to Uganda or return or come near communities in the DRC.
What assurances will your government, particularly in Uganda, and the rest of the cooperating countries give residents in those areas?
Well, the assurance is this. First of all, the LRA, which originated in Uganda, are no more in Uganda. They're now in a foreign land, the Central Republic, operating in the jungle of the Central Republic. However, we as a country, to give assurance to the community, we as a country have chosen deliberately not to forfeit or wash our hands of the LRA, even though they're not in Uganda, even though they're in the Central Republic. We have chosen deliberately to pursue them and support our brothers and sisters in the Congo, in South Sudan, to ensure that we help them bring this menace of the LRA to an end. So I'd like to give them a verbal assurance, and I'd like to tell them the very fact that the UPDF forces, the Ugandan Armed Forces, have gone beyond their borders in pursuit of the LRA, that should assure them that we are there for the long haul.